Okay, now recording. All right. So, good evening. Good evening.
Good evening.
All right. So, my topic for tonight is anger. So, you know, I'm a happy, kind of happy person. But when I study this, I'm like, oh, I'm not happy. I'm one of the angry persons. But so let's see. So clear diagnosis is essential for proper treatment. This is as true in the spiritual life as it is in the physical. For when the maladies of the soul are misdiagnosed, moral damage and chaos are sure to follow. Unmortified sin always breeds more sin. Mismanaged soul care is spiritual malpractice. I know it's very deep, but we're not going to discuss that. I just want to read that for the adults. So those are for the adults. So now imagine you're always feeling tired, you're weak, and getting sick a lot. And you go to the doctor and say, doctor, I just think I need more sleep and maybe some more vitamins, but I'm always tired. But the doctor does tests and finds out you actually have a serious problem, like low iron in your blood, you're anemic, or even something like diabetes. If the doctor gets it wrong and just says, you're fine, just try harder, your body keeps getting worse. If the doctor will not find out what's wrong with you, your body will get worse. You stay sick longer and other problems start showing up. So this is exactly what happens in our spiritual life too. If we get our soul problem wrong, if we don't see sin clearly, then more bad choices and trouble will usually follow. So let's say a kid at school is always comparing themselves to others on social media. So you feel jealous and start thinking, it's not a big deal, I'm just scrolling. You see some kids like scrolling on their cell phone, yeah, it's not a big deal, I'm just scrolling, you know. But that jealousy is actually sin. That's called envy in the Bible. If they don't deal with it honestly, it grows. It will grow. Soon they're gossiping about others, feeling bitter, and pushing their real friends away. One small sin leads to more and more. If you don't deal with that jealousy, that sin will lead to more and more. Sin that we don't deal with doesn't stay quiet. It grows and leads to even more sin. Taking care of your soul the wrong way is like a doctor giving the wrong medicine. It's spiritual malpractice, and it can really hurt you. Let me repeat that. Taking care of your soul the wrong way is like a doctor giving the wrong medicine. You know, Wanda, you go to the doctor. The reason why you go to the doctor is you want to get the right medicine. What if he gives you the wrong medicine? It's called malpractice. It's also the same with our soul. It's called spiritual malpractice. And it can really hurt us. Getting the right diagnosis is super important for getting better. This is true for your body and for your heart and soul. If we get a soul problem wrong, if we don't see it clearly, then more bad choices and trouble will usually follow. So today, we're talking about something we all deal with, and that's anger. In Europe, they say anger, right? Is it anger? Let's say anger. So I work with Europeans, so they say anger. All right, we'll study about anger. We're going to learn the difference between good anger and bad anger and how to handle it the way God wants us to. But Jim, I'm not angry. Okay, I'm not angry. You know, I'll always hear from Lincoln, but I'm not angry. I don't get angry. Wow, okay. So that's what I said too. Now, I just need to make an example, Lincoln, sorry. So that's what I said too before studying anger. And kid you not, while reading and after reading this, I conclude that I'm an angry person. Not sometimes, but many times. See? Sinful anger in any form can mess up our relationships. So what you learn as a result of this study will not only help you improve your relationship with your parents and siblings, but also with your friends. and maybe someday with your spouse. So besides anger is something we all have to deal with each day of our lives, you are not alone in your struggle. You can find the word anger mentioned over 500 times in the Bible, far more than the word fear, which appears over 300 times. It's one of the most prevalent sins in all of life. So these are the things you see happening everywhere all the time. Things that happens to everyone, including us, including your leaders. So you see people get angry all the time. And while I'm studying this, I thought of the game Angry Birds. There's even a game Angry Birds. It's so popular. I don't know when, but I know there's a game Angry Birds, right? So Angry Birds, so of course I asked Mr. AI. So Angry Birds got its name because the birds in the game are genuinely furious that a group of green pigs, is that right? Green pigs, they're green pigs? Green pigs stole their unhatched eggs. Oh, this is for real, right? So it's a super fun game about a group of birds who are having a very bad day. The birds are having a bad day. They're fighting with the pigs. Can you imagine a bird fighting with a pig, you know? So the game story, this is the game story. So I really look it up. I'm like, oh, what is this? So the theft. The green pigs are ruled by a hungry king who wants to eat bird eggs, okay? And this is the crime. The pigs sneak over and steal the eggs from the bird's nest. And this is the rage. Discovering their emptiness makes the birds lose their temper. They're so angry, sparking their vengeful, destructive mission. So that's the game all about. Do you know that? Is that real? Is that that's true, right? Okay, good. So AI, sometimes we can depend on AI. Okay, so this is the great egg robbery. This is what it says. The birds were happily watching over their nest, waiting for the cute baby chicks to hatch. But nearby, some hungry green pigs. Why are they green pigs? I don't know. So, but some hungry green pigs and their greedy king decided they wanted to steal the bird's egg for breakfast. So the pigs snuck over, grabbed the eggs, and run away. So why are they so angry? Why are the birds so angry? You remember their face? They're angry. Like, I don't have a slide. I should have a slide. So when the birds found their nest totally empty, they got super duper mad. They're angry. Where's my egg? Okay? So they decided they would do whatever it takes to get their babies back from the sneaky pigs. So players can definitely feel a bit frustrated when they miss a target by just an inch or run out of birds right before hitting the last pig. So that's how you play. Okay? So angry people, angry games, you see anger all the time. See? Do you see anger in your homes? Maybe, yeah. So the Bible teaches that if you keep giving in to the same sin over and over, you can become trapped by it. If you keep giving in to the sin of anger, you can become trapped by it. So at first it might seem small, you know, but soon that sin starts spilling over and messing up the other parts of your life. Your school, your friendship, your sports, even your health. If you let it keep going, the sin can take over so much that it becomes who you are. If you let it keep going, that sin of anger, the sin can take over so much that it becomes who you are. And God even describes some people by the sin that controls them. For example, someone who keeps giving in to anger may end up being called what? An angry person, right? So if you keep giving in to anger, they might say, your friends, your family will say, oh, he's an angry person. He's always angry. She's always angry. So how's your child? Oh, he's an angry person. Why? Because he's always angry. So, question, have you gotten angry this week? Oh, wow, no. They said no. Everybody said no. No, 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 I didn't say that. So have you gotten angry this week? Go ahead, raise your hand. If you're been angry at least once this week. Once this week. Wow, everyone. Okay. So, thank you for being honest. So, everyone gets angry sometimes or many times. I think we get angry many times, huh? Not sometimes. Do you agree with me? Like many times. So, well, if you say no, Well, Jim, I didn't get angry this week. Whoa, that's cool. So that's great. So because it takes a lot of peace and patience to go the whole week without getting angry. So anger is normal. Oh, anger is normal. God made us with emotions, right? Anger is normal. But it can also get us in trouble. Let's be real today. What are some things that make teenagers angry? Can I get two answers? What are some things that make teenagers angry? Yes, Zach. What do you think? Huh? What? What are some things that make teenagers angry? Yes.
Screen time restrictions.
Say it again.
Screen time restrictions.
Screen time restriction. How about here?
Dating?
We're going to talk later. What else? Girls? What are some things that make teenagers angry? Yes.
Being hungry.
Huh?
Being hungry.
Or hangry, right? Being hungry. That's right. So our Bible verse this evening is Ephesians 4:26. Maybe you're familiar with that. Be angry and... If you're familiar with that, what is the next one? Be angry and do not sin. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath. So NIV says, in your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you're still angry. So other translation says, and don't sin by letting anger control you. Don't let the sun go down while you're still angry. For verse 27, for anger gives a foothold to the devil. So this is our key verse. Notice God doesn't say, never get angry. The Bible says they say, never get angry. He says, be angry, right? Be angry, but do not sin. You don't stop by be angry. Oh, the Bible says, be angry, so I can be angry. Okay, after roots, I'm going to be angry. No. You can be angry, but do not sin. We'll discuss that. That means anger itself is not always wrong, but it very easily becomes sin. Today, we're going to learn how to obey this command. So there are two kinds of anger. I mentioned it already. One is good, and one is good and bad. All right. So most of the anger we feel every day is the bad kind. By the end of this lesson, you'll be able to tell the difference and know what to do about it and why bad anger is dangerous, right? So do you know the word danger is taken from the word anger? Anger with D is danger. That's not a joke. That's true. My boys are lying. All right, so what are the example of righteous anger? John 2:13-17, when Jesus got angry when people were cheating in the temple and ripping people off. Do you remember that story? So it was nearly time for the Jewish Passover celebration. So Jesus went to Jerusalem. In the temple area, he saw merchants selling cattle, sheep, and doves for sacrifices. He also saw dealers at tables exchanging foreign money. So Jesus made a whip from some ropes and chased them all out of the temple. He drove out the sheep and cattle, scattered the money changers, coins over the floor, and turned over the tables. Jesus was angry. Then going over to the people who sold doves, he told them, get these things out of here. Stop turning my father's house into a marketplace. He was so mad. And then his disciples remembered this prophecy from the scripture. Passion for God's house will consume me. So Jesus got angry when people were cheating in the temple and ripping people off in the temple, in the church. So Jesus being, and then the second example is in Mark chapter 3, I think it's in chapter, verse 5, beginning from verse 5. So Jesus went into the synagogue again and noticed a man with a deformed hand. Since it was the Sabbath, Jesus' enemies watched him closely. If he healed the man's hand, they planned to accuse him of working on the Sabbath. So Jesus said To the man with the deformed hand, come and stand in front of everyone. Then he turned to his critics and said, and asked, does the law permit good deeds on the Sabbath, or is it a day for doing evil? Is this a day to save life or to destroy it? But they will not answer him. And verse 5 says, he looked around at them angrily. So Jesus was angry and was deeply sad by their hard hearts. So Jesus was angry when people had hard hearts and will not help a man with a crippled hand. So this is anger that is right and what is pleasing to God. It gets angry at the right things and it wants to protect what's good and honoring to God. So that is what you call the good anger. So it gets angry the right way, and the goal is honoring God and fight sin. So you might feel righteous anger when you see someone being bullied at school, or when someone lies, or when God's name is disrespected. So we saw here that righteous anger is good. It's good, right? See, it's what Jesus felt when people were cheating in God's house, or when he saw hard hearts that will not help a sick man. This kind of anger gets mad at sin and evil, like bullying. We get mad when somebody's bullied, right? Racist, or when God is mocked. It wants to make things right. You get mad because you want to make things right. When you feel that heart spark of anger inside you, your heart is actually trying to solve a problem. So your good intention is usually, I want to fix a mistake. Stop someone from being mean or make things fair again. So that's the right, the good anger, sorry. But the danger is, here's the danger. But even though anger wants to make things right, if we let it explode, it usually makes things worse. We have to use our calm words to do the actual fixing. Calm, make it calm, okay? So you know our mouth is sometimes hot, you have to extinguish the fire, right, Zach? All right, so let's say if your siblings break your toy, you get happy. No, you get mad. You broke my toy. That's my favorite toy. Your anger wants to make things right by getting the toy fixed or getting an apology. That's what you want. But hitting your sibling will not fix the toy. It just causes a new problem. Okay? So what is the right thing is you want the toy get fixed. But the wrong kind of anger is you want to hit your brother or your sibling. No, that's wrong. Okay? So if someone cheats during a game at the Roots Retreat, you feel mad, right? Well, you feel mad. Right, Elliot? Your anger wants to make things right by making the game fair. So the best way to do is to pause the game and talk about the rules. So that's how you do it, right? Okay, let's stop the game. Let's stop. Ben will be here. So stop. Okay. Okay, let's talk about the rules and let's play again. This is but not to yell and throw the pieces or just throw a tantrum. Okay? So just fix it. Don't yell, okay? So those are just anger or the good anger. Now let's talk about unjust anger or the bad anger. So this is the bad and sinful. So unjust anger is sinful. So this is the selfish, sinful kind of anger most of us deal with every day. So this is usually about me. This is all about my feelings, my pride, my reputation. You texted a friend, your friend ignored you. Been texting you for 3 days and you're not replying to me. You know what? You're gonna hear from me. I'll see you. So you get mad because you feel disrespected. You don't want that. You're texting your friend, you want to reply, right? But she's not replying. It's already 3 seconds and she's not even replying. So you feel disrespected. So your little brother takes your stuff. What do? You explode. Ah! You took my stuff again, right? So someone beats you in the game or gets a better grade. What? You feel jealous anger. Ah, It's his luck. I didn't study today. Yeah, that's fine. A teacher or a parent or a leader corrects you, you get defensive. You get angry. Oh, I didn't do that. No, why did you say that? So, we become defensive. We get angry when we don't get our way. Is that right? We get angry when we don't get our way. My way is my way. My way is the best way. So I'm going to get mad if I don't get my way. So when someone hurts our feelings or when we are embarrassed, it is called selfish. It is called sinful because its goal is not to fix a problem fairly, but to protect us, to protect me, to protect our own ego. So a lot of times when we get mad, it's because we're only thinking about ourselves. Let me repeat that. A lot of times when we get mad, it's because we're only thinking about ourselves. We're not thinking about the other person. We're thinking about ourselves. Okay? We think, oh, they took my toy. Oh, he took my toy. Right? They're not listening to me. I'm talking, they're not listening to me. I'm offended. Right? I am offended. They made me look silly. This is selfish anger. You get mad because you're disrespected. So that is selfish anger. It cares more about winning the argument than about loving other person. So we all face this every single day. Even your leaders, even us. Our pride gets hurt easily. And our hearts want to fight back to protect ourselves. So if your parents will ask you to clean your room and you get angry, clean your room. I'm not going to clean my room. Okay? That anger is not because something unfair happened. It's because you want them to keep playing. And you are mad that your plans were interrupted because your parents are interrupting your plan, right? That's why you don't want to clean your room that you missed. Right? That is so messy. So if a friend cuts in front of you in line and you want to push them, that is pride anger. Why are you cutting me? Go back, right? Your brain is saying, I'm more important than you. I'm more important than them. It cares about your position. It's not about making peace. It's about you. Those are examples of unjust anger or bad anger. It's all about me. It's all about protecting me, my ego, because I love myself. Because I love myself. It's unfair. That's not right. You're going to cry. Why? Because it's unfair. Life is so unfair. That's not right. They're not playing by the rules. That doesn't feel equal. So this is the anger we usually feel. It's selfish. Selfish. It says, how dare they treat me this way? This is not fair to me. So it often comes from pride or jealousy. So what causes bad anger? Inside and outside. It's easy, right? Inside and outside. Inside us, it's a heart problem. Pride. Number one, pride. How dare they treat me like that? Because I love myself. I don't want you to hurt me because I am important, right? So, selfishness. Number one is pride. Number two, selfishness. You want everything to go your way. I want everything to go my way. No. Let's do this. No, your way is it's ugly. No, mine is it's better. So, and then you're being too sensitive or you're easily offended. You know those kids? They're being too sensitive. Are you too sensitive? How we call it? Onion skin? Or maybe not. Maybe that's just for the adults. So, they're easily offended. So those are the inside, the heart problem. Pride, selfishness, being too sensitive, or easily offended. Outside trigger. Someone actually wrongs us. So, or sometimes we think someone wronged us even if they didn't, right? You're so paranoid. I think they're talking about me. Oh, at Roots, you know what? They're talking about me. No. They're not. Maybe not. They're not talking about you. So little things that we blow up into big things. Little things that we blow up into big things. Bad anger usually starts in our hearts, especially pride. I'm going to mention pride every time. So we get mad because we feel disrespected. So sometimes the trigger is real, but often we blow small things way out of proportion. So what's one thing that sets you off quickly? Dirty room or what? Lincoln, what sets you off quickly?
People stealing my food.
Huh?
People stealing my food.
People stealing your food, you steal my food. I'm so hungry. So it shows that bad anger is an overreaction driven by how we view ourselves. Let me repeat that. Bad anger is an overreaction driven by how we view ourselves. When we think too highly of ourselves, that's pride. We assume everyone should treat us perfectly. Because, well, you know, I'm an honor student, so you should treat me perfectly. No? If they don't, we feel what? Disrespected. Our pride gets hurt. And we explode over things that do not actually matter. Anger doesn't start because your brother took your pencil. It starts in your heart because your pride says, how dare he do that to me? It's a heart issue. It's not a pencil issue, right? So you took my pencil. No, it's not a pencil issue. It's your heart. How dare you took my pencil? That's my favorite pencil. So to feel disrespected means you think someone is treating you like you're not important. Your pride hates that feeling. We hate that feeling that you're not treating me important. So it fights back with anger to try and look big and tough again. This means making a tiny problem look like a giant monster. It's a tiny problem, but for you it looks like a giant monster. What's wrong? Oh, because he spilled the water. Oh, come, it feels like you want to kill everybody, right? So it's when a small accident, like someone bumping into you, makes you react like they didn't do it on purpose to hurt you. So someone speaks over you and your pride says, oh, they think I'm stupid. Or instead of realizing that, oh, maybe they're just excited. So you lose a family board game and your pride says, they're all laughing at me because I lost. No, maybe they're just having fun. See? So it's all about me. It's all about my pride. Why is bad anger dangerous? Bad anger is dangerous because it can destroy friendship. It makes you say cruel things and even hurt your relationship with God. So if you let it stay overnight, it often turns into bitterness. Think of anger like fire. So a little controlled fire can warm you, but uncontrolled fire burns the house down. It can hurt relationship. It leads to regret. You know when you say something bad, you can't take it back anymore? Yes, you will say sorry, but you've said it already. You hurt the person already. So it turns into bitterness. You got hurt. You always think about it. You were hurt, and you instead of forgiving, you keep on thinking about it. And then you become bitter. And as a Christian, you grieve the Holy Spirit and you give the devil a foothold. So how to cure bad anger? So here's the good news. There are real ways to fight bad anger. Number one, catch it early. Catch it early and ask yourself an honest question. Okay? Second, obey the Bible. Don't go to bed angry. Let me say that again. Do not go to bed angry. Deal with it that day. So, practical remedies. Catch it early. Ask, is this about me or about sin? So before you get angry, is this about me or about sin? Don't let the sun go down. Number two, practical remedy. Fix it before going to bed. Fix it or forgive before going to bed. Pray immediately. Ask the Holy Spirit for help. Remember Jesus. He was hurt, but he did not sin. Choose humility instead of pride. Read the Bible. Remember God's patience with you. Attack the root. Work. And that root is pride. Work on pride daily. Well, Jim, it's just my personality, you know. I'm not really angry, but it's just my personality. Well, even if you're born with a quick temper, it's still wrong when you let your anger get too big. It goes out of control, or you're hurting people. Okay? That's wrong. So some kids get angry really fast. That's just how they're made. But when you let your anger get too strong, too mean, or too wild, that is still wrong. You cannot hide behind, this is just the way I am, or it's just my personality. No, don't say that. You cannot hide from that. There's something wrong. There's something wrong. So that's just who I am. You will say, that's just who I am, Jim. I always get mad fast. But that's not a good excuse. God still wants you to learn to control your anger. It's not you. You want to control your anger. God wants you to control your anger. God's grace helps us control and change even the angry feelings we're born with. As Christians, or if we say you're born again, we need to work hard to stop our bad, out-of-control anger, no matter what our personality is like. With the help of God, you can change even the quick temper we're born with. We have to work hard to stop our bad anger, even if that's just how we naturally are. Get rid of all bitterness. Get rid of all rage, anger, harsh words, slander, as well as all types of evil behavior. Instead, be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God through Christ has forgiven you. Ephesians 4, 31-32. And if you're not a born-again Christian, then you need to realize that you are under sin's control and ask God to change your heart. You need the Holy Spirit to give you a new heart. Then He can help you control your anger instead of letting it control you. Don't let anger control us, especially the bad anger. You cannot do it on your own. You need the help of God. So this is the challenge. I will not go to bed angry. So the best long-term fix is to become more humble. The more you kill pride, the less things will make you angry. Also, remember how patient God has been with your sins. That helps you be patient with others. In your anger, do not sin. Ephesians 4:26. So, in your anger, do not sin. Memorize the short version this week. Say to yourself when you feel anger rising. So if you feel angry, okay, in my anger, I will not sin. God wants us to feel anger at evil, but control it so it doesn't control us. So this week's goal is catch your anger early. Okay? Pray instead of exploding. You pray instead of exploding. Forgive quickly. Don't sleep angry. This is very important, kids. Don't sleep angry. So here's your challenge this week. Try not to go to bed angry. When you feel yourself getting mad, stop and pray. Stop. Stop. Shh. Stop. Count 1 to 10 or to 11 to 12. Or recite ABC from Z to A. Then, Z, Y, X. Then you're going to get mad at yourself because you don't know, right? No, so before you get mad, you stop, okay? Count 1 to 10. Breathe, breathe. Breathe. Okay? So, and when you feel your... Okay. And then pray. I'm getting mad, but I need to pray. Let's ask God to help us grow all in this area. Okay? So that's our challenge this week. Please, kids, do not go to bed angry. Forgive. Stop thinking about yourself. I know. It's so fun to get mad. No, it's a sin to get mad. So it's okay to be angry, right? It's okay to be angry at sin. So may the Lord help us to recognize selfish anger. It's all about me. All about me. Let's ask God to recognize that selfish anger. And let's ask the Holy Spirit power to stay for us to stay calm, to forgive quickly, and not to go bad angry, and to make us more like Jesus. Amen. Amen. May God bless us. Thank you. Have a good day. All the boys will go with us. I mean the high school. Thank you.
Absorb this little kid's anger.